Welcome back to the 85 South Show. That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying I should be like, I'm Carlos Miller, and then you be like,
I'm Chico Bing.
And then we be like, this is another Black Excellence Spotlight.
Yes.
Courtesy of the 85 South Show.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, J-O-E.
Turn the Black Excellent music down a little bit. That's the music for Black Excellence.
Yes, everything.
Because it sounds like something going on, but you don't know if something going on.
Exactly.
So that's why we got, you know, excellent Black business on with us today. That's what we got.
Lovely. Introduce yourself to all the people of the 85.
Yeah, well, like on this part, we like when people be like, look, I'm this, and then I do that.
I'm gonna do it in my own way.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we was just giving you like what people have done in the past.
Indeed, I got it. I am Dr. Lakeisha Hallman, Dr. Key, founder and CEO of the Village Market ATL.
Okay. First thing I love is your name is Dr. Lakeisha.
Right.
Absolutely.
I want to go to Dr. Lakeisha. What kind of doctor are you?
Well, that would be education. So I have an EDD in educational leadership.
Okay.
I'm just gonna make you my doctor for all my doctor shit.
Let's do it then.
Dr. Lakeisha. Everything I need. My toe hurt, call Dr. Lakeisha.
Don't you love how people who went to college act like you know what the abbreviation means? Yeah, I got a BDD in it. PPL.
I broke it down.
What exactly is, you know, your business? What does it consist of?
Yes, I support, the Village Market was launched in 2016. We support businesses from ideation, so people with big ideas, and help them stand those ideas up and turn them into profitable businesses. So we reached hundreds of businesses from Atlanta all the way to the Bahamas.
Wow.
Started here in Atlanta.
What was the motivation? Like, what made you say, this is the route that we're going?
Real conversation, I'm originally from Mississippi, so.
Look at that.
Yeah, right down the street
people.
From my way.
You understand? That's what it is.
Yeah, shout out to Batesville.
So I was excited to get to Atlanta for a number of reasons, but what I heard that Atlanta was the Black Mecca, and that's true. But then what I found out that Black businesses were struggling just like they were in Mississippi. So how are we in the Black Mecca struggling in the Mississippi Delta struggling? And so what I found out is that, yes, we're creating businesses, but those businesses aren't growing, meaning we're not making enough money to scale to really build generational wealth. So I created Support is a Verb, meaning get out here if you really about it.
I like that campaign.
Yeah.
Support is a verb.
Put an action behind it.
You got to go do something.
Now, what have you found is the biggest thing that, the biggest hurdle that new Black businesses have to, since you've been doing this in 2016, what would you say is the biggest hurdle that most early Black businesses face when they start off?
I think the barrier that we can control is how Black people choose to support Black businesses. So if we can know that the businesses are there, support consistently, then those businesses will have the cash flow that they need to sustain. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask a business, any business, they'll say it's capital, or I don't have the resources I need, and those things are true. But to get cash injected into a business, you just need somebody to buy from you.
Yeah,
and so
we
got
to strengthen up our network too, also.
Absolutely. The network and making sure that when you support Black, it's not from a reaction.
Right,
it's not because we're mad, because unrest is going on, but this is just what we do.
Right.
So when we always talk about Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street was a lifestyle. It wasn't a community that was built in a moment.
Right.
It was a community built to sustain. And so if we go back to that, go back to our roots, then we won't have to worry about generational wealth or where we won't be, because we'll have something standing every day.
Yeah, that makes sense. How has social media helped or hindered your process?
Oh, it helps a lot.
Helps a lot.
Absolutely, because right. It doesn't matter where you are. Anyone from anywhere in the world can tap and like and share your business.
Right.
And if you ship from all over the world, people can support you from all over the world.
Right.
So I think social media is a gateway.
Yeah.
Now, when social media hurt businesses is when you may have a bad experience
Niggas.
Who the fuck still got a ringtone?
Niggas? That's nigga excellence. That's not black excellence. That's what that is. Yeah. This is a song you ain't heard in years.
Is it O2?
Yeah, it got to be. But continue.
Yeah, so when social media hurts black businesses is those situations where you have a bad experience with a black business. We go on and we do the tweets or we do the yelp, and then that goes viral. Imagine if we put that energy every time we had an amazing experience.
Stop that shit. Like you ain't never had to take nothing back to Walmart.
Right.
With
exactly.
No receipt.
Makes
sense.
You get
on my nerves with that shit.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think black people have such an expectation for service that is above and beyond from our people where we don't necessarily expect that from the other?
It depends on how deep you want to go. If we want to go back to slave trade, then we know that is literally beaten out of us to really uplift and push us to the highest. And so that suppressed mindset is generational. Now, from just 2021, why is it that way? It's because I don't think we've seen it enough to understand internally that if you win, I win. And so when we adopt that mentality that everybody eats, everybody wins, if you're successful, if I'm successful, then we're much more likely to support. But we can go back and take it to slavery, or if we take it back to 2021, we just need to create more systems that you understand that if I win, everybody wins.
That's exactly why we launched this whole initiative to reach out to some black-owned businesses and some people who are active in the community who are doing stuff that, you know, like I said, strengthen the network. Support is a verb. So we wanted to open up our platform and have some people come through and speak their piece and let people know where they are and what they got going on and what they're selling and, you know, just try to open it up a little bit. So that's why we launched this whole Black Business Initiative.
And in your space, we see that you have an actual storefront that people can come into where you have a bunch of different black entrepreneurs displayed. What made you have the idea to do that? It's kind of like a Walmart for black businesses, if you think about it. So
that's
absolutely
hard. That's so hard.
Yeah.
A lot cuter though. We're real cute at Palm City Market. So, I mean, COVID hit everybody, but COVID hit black businesses in a way that one in every third black businesses was subjected to close this year, just due to the pandemic alone.
I know, my weed man work at Walmart now.
See, he got a job though, he got a job.
But, and that's all he do, like he don't sell weed when he off, he just
straight Walmart, yeah.
But with businesses closing, I just decided to take that risk, open up and then create the storefront in Ponce City Market that represents 29 different brands.
Wow.
And so what that means, 29 different brands will not close. When you walk in, you're supporting 29 different black families.
Let's get
That's
it to
powerful.
100. We're gonna get it to 100.
We're gonna get it to 100, but the Village Market itself has circulated $4.2 million in the city of Atlanta to black businesses.
Man, I don't get that
don't tell the haters there. That.
No, yeah. The haters need
Ooh,
to know.
The
they need
don't.
To know that support is a verb
Ooh,
is real.
Don't tell them a number.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, and that's one thing that I know about black entrepreneurship is that our dollar circulates the least in our community. And out of every other people, you know, their dollar circulates 5 to 6 times within their community. And ours, just as soon as we get it, it's like, here you go, bro. So do you think that that's something that you strive to with having a storefront so it's actually a space where people can come in and see that their money is working for them and it's going back to black people? Or is it just something you did, to, you know, because you just wanted to be different?
I know it's a really good question. So everything I do is intentional.
Right.
And so I do think we have to have teachable moments to show people what circulation really means. Because we hear those numbers, but we don't really get it. So if you only buy a t-shirt from a black brand, and that's the only black business you supported for a whole month, that's circulated outside of our community. But when we open a storefront, I hire black contractors. So if the paint on the wall was painted by the hands of a black man, the concept designer was a black woman. And from contractor to contractor to contractor, everyone that comes in the store that is profitable are all black.
Right.
So it circulates several times. But when we think about circulating a dollar, it's who cuts your hair, who puts the roof on your house, who cuts your yard, who is your dentist, who is your doctor, who is your teacher. That's what circulation is.
Damn, while you were saying that, I know about 3 Hispanic people. They getting all my black ass. I was like, the roof, the yard, the dentist, yeah. Dr. Ortiz, and she's good.
Well, yeah, she's my doctor now. I tell you that much. All the way. So what are some of the products that you just that you have in the store? What are some of the brands that are inside of the market?
It's a good question. We have a plethora of brands. So we have Muted Homes. They have amazing home goods like you would never see. If you think West Elm, think Black West Elm. This company has done incredible things. We have Hairbrella, who was most recently on The View. She has an umbrella for your head. You have to see it so it can make sense, but it's incredible. Savoir Flair is there by Chris Classic. Tons of hoodies, children's books, furniture, fine art that is priced at $20,000 to $30,000. And so we partner with exceptional companies. So it's elevating what Black excellence is. My job is to raise the caliber of what people think when they think about shopping Black.
What's the process of getting the products in the store?
Number one, operating in excellence. So there's an application process. It goes through the hands of several merchandisers. I partner with a number of people to screen these applications, to set up interviews, because I don't want to create a store that's going to fail. I want businesses to be able to grow beyond the Village Market, beyond Punts. So if we make the application process extensive, teach what it truly means to be in big box retail. If we close, these businesses can go on and open their own thing. So the process is you have to complete an application. You have to make sure you have product picks. You should already have a website and then be prepared to have an interview with myself and my team. And I ask hard questions. I ask real questions about community building.
Ask me one. I got this product.
Question.
Ask me.
Have a ringtone? Nigga, that'd be the question right there.
I'm ready.
Do you still use ringtone?
Hold up. She about to get me in there. I got a product.
All right, go ahead. I want to see.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I see this nice hoodie you have right now.
Okay, yeah. I bought it's a Black-owned company.
That's good. You got to act like it's yours.
Shout out to Jackie Long. Good. All right, but yeah. Okay,
all right, good
this
deal.
Is me. I'm trying to get this in here.
So you created this product. How does the message feed the community?
Because if you think about what the hoodie says, it ain't nothing like a pretty bitch bringing you some money. See, on the hoodie, see, the bitch is not a person. See, bitch is life. So it's nothing like being successful is basically what I'm saying, but I'm speaking to the people who used to hearing it a certain way.
That's good. You did that. That's a hand clap. You did that.
I can make that work right there,
you
Carlos Miller.
Right.
You make that work.
Because life is what?
A bitch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but it ain't nothing like a pretty bitch bringing you some money.
If you win it.
Exactly.
Come on.
Now, in these interview processes that you go through, like, is this something that you found works for your specific company, or do you think this is something that you want to, you know, spread out and tell people that this is something that can be useful for all Black entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. The thing is, it can be useful for any entrepreneur. My target is Black people. And so beyond what we open at Ponce City Market, we just launched a nationwide program, Elevate, to support Black businesses who are not in a store, but business owners who have an idea and they're the solepreneur. 96% of Black businesses are the sole operator, meaning it's just that one person who is working social media that is shipping out their products and then taking care of their families. So we launched Elevate to make sure that this program really helps businesses be able to grow their revenue, grow their operations, so there are no excuses of why we don't get PPP, where there's no excuses why we're not getting in for real estate and being able to compete. So beyond the marketplace, our programming, I think, is probably one of the most impactful things I've ever done.
So where can people like reach you and start the process? Somebody serious about their business that's gonna see this and they're gonna want more info.
I did too. This is what I've been waiting to see.
Look, I'm telling you, it's gonna work.
And that's the type of energy we need. You need to think it's gonna work. And so when people want to learn more about the Village Market, if folks got an idea and just need a community, need a village, you go to villagemarketatl.com. Everything is there. You can learn about the storefront at Punts. You can learn about the Elevate program. And you can just see all the work that we've done for the last couple years.
You ever had to tell somebody no because that shit was just too wild?
I was just thinking that, bro. I was like, how wild you willing to
get? Okay, all right. Now, look, check this out. I'm telling you. Look, I got the hat. It's a hat that comb your head when you wear it.
We say no.
Really? Damn.
We say no with love, and we explain.
With love, though.
With love, though, every time, because this is us who we're saying no to.
Do people, like, keep coming back, like, okay, I know you ain't like
that. I switch it around. It was a hat. Now it's just a headband. Massage your forehead when you wear it. How about that? A massage your headband.
You wear it when you got a headache.
Yep.
You don't got to take no medicine. All vegan, all natural.
It's the vegan part for me. And I was like, come on in.
See?
So. Oh, there you go. That's what you got to do. That's what we coming with. Look, we got lemon pepper sea moss. That's what we doing. Lemon pepper buffalo flavor sea moss is what we bringing. You know, I know y'all love the sea moss. We got all flavor sea moss,
I got
baby.
These microwave cauliflower bites.
But this is beautiful, man. We love to see it, you know, because as black entrepreneurs ourselves, we all, like you said, we, you know, everything that we do, we want to feed back into the black mm-hmm. community. Like last year, you know, I did this, grew this
now
shit
out. Now,
that's
definitely giving back to the black
community. Yeah, all the way. But I did a thing where all of the black-owned hair companies that make stuff to grow your hair back could, you know, send it in, and I just promoted it, and a bunch of them have been doing well from that. Wow. And it didn't grow back in the front, but the rest of that shit is going great. So. You know what I mean? It works. And for us, we were thinking, like, since you have a space, is it possible for us to get some of our stuff in your space?
Because we got a lot of products.
Let me tell you, y'all have a great team because that's already done.
Oh, word?
Already done.
Look at that. So. Look at
that.
Can
they give you something? You got some? They hook you up?
The thing is, I like to buy. I don't have to be hooked up. Support to me is being able to invest in your business. Same way I would want you to invest in mine.
See, that's the way you do it. That's the slick way of saying, yeah, don't get me shit free because you ain't getting shit free when you come see me.
Absolutely.
That's a commercial right there. Don't get me shit free.
I don't even want you to buy it, though. It's just something about Dr. Lakeisha
right.
having your shit on. It just hit different.
It hit different, right. That's what it is.
But what if you had to run out and, like, really go do some doctor shit? Like, just grabbing it. You never know.
Right.
Now it's a uniform.
I agree. So we're going to give it to you. You know what I mean? We still going to support you, but we got to have you in some.
I'm coming down there to buy some black soap, all type of incense.
Right. I know they got all
that's
types
the type of
stuff
I enjoy buying
yeah,
from black
candles
people.
And all
I feel
types
like
of
if
like
I don't
that.
Buy some real shea butter from a real black person, then yeah. it's not real shea
yeah,
butter.
Yeah, that's
it's
the only thing real. That lasts on black skin. You use lotion, you be ashy right after you wash your hands. That shea butter stick to you.
That's wrong. True. What about the beers? We got beer care in there as well.
I got my own.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I might have to talk to you about getting it in there too.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? We can come down there. And how big is the space? Is it a large space or is it more intimate?
It's intimate. It's about 1,600 square feet.
Let me ask you this. Is it an online retail space too also?
Yes, we have both.
Okay.
No barriers.
So
no
look,
barriers.
Drop some social media ads so that people can know how to get in touch with
yes,
you.
Yes, the Village Market ATL or the Village Market Retail.
Okay. That's
on both platforms. So Village Market ATL or Village Market Retail on all platforms.
Ooh.
You know what? We should have a fish fry in the back of that.
That's what I was just thinking. Summer coming up, we got to get with you and organize
vegan.
Our outside
vegan.
Flea market.
Vegan
I mean, it'll
fish.
Be cauliflower fish.
Fish ain't vegan?
Not vegan.
Damn, fish ain't vegan?
It's
I
not.
Mean, we'll put
Jesus
vegan,
ate
we'll
fish.
Put vegan food on this side.
Vegan
then
food on
this
side. Yeah,
shit down
you know what I mean?
So it that. Won't be cross-contaminated. It'll be both, like, meat down here and then, like, leaves down here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good.
We're going to have the lemon pepper sea moss for everybody. Yeah. We're going to make sure we get some.
One more time, there. Drop it. The Village Market.
Yes, the Village Market ATL and the Village Market Retail.
That's what it is. Black woman, we are proud of you. Continue to be excellent and great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And rocking out with us. We appreciate
I'm about to make
it.
Up a theme song for this for segment right here.
Okay. Black people excellent. You have to wait for the beat to come
okay. on. Fuck the beat.
Fuck the beat.
Thank you for coming through, man.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you so amazing. Much.
Right here yeah. on the 85 South Show. Dr. Lakeisha.
Hey, JL.